Geek Radio Daily for this Thursday, September the 18th, 2008. All the geek, none of the weight, because you people can get that anywhere.
Any place.
You don't need to get that here. Hell no.
Trip over dead cats and get that.
Hells yeah, you don't want any of that, huh?
Nah.
We give you what you want because the magic comes from that man right there. He's a magic man. Billy Flynn.
Podcasting's Big Jim Slade.
Thanks for noticing.
All right, that's outstanding. Me, I can't think of any good 70s rock music to associate with me, so I'm just going to say I'm the Vicar.
Podcasting's Dwayne Wayne.
Wow. Dwayne Wayne.
Yeah.
That brings back some memories.
See,
all right.
You could do your little dance there. Come on, Cheryl.
It's the 18th.
Get a milkshake, Cheryl.
Oh, my goodness. I watched that show.
I love that show.
Listen, for those of you guys like me who are also Civil War nuts, Battle of Chickamauga, this day, 1863. Longstreet gives it a shot down Tennessee way. Also, Billy Flynn, CBS. CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System, went on the air in 1927.
Damn Colombians ticking over there.
I know, look at
world
that. Back
even
in 27,
then.
They were already in on it. Jimi Hendrix died on this day, 1970, kids.
He drowned in a pool of his own vomit. You have any idea how long it takes to fill up a pool?
I know. That's crazy.
Just wrong.
He waited like 8 years
God.
To get enough in there.
Dude.
Ted Turner, look at this. 1997, Ted Turner donated $1 billion. That's a B.
What?
That's why I included this, because it donated $1 billion to the U.N.
$1 billion.
So we complain about the rich folk, but dude donated $1 billion.
I'm not going to miss this $1 billion. Here, have it.
Fred Willard's birthday today, by the way. Born in 1939. And radio legend and the inspiration for me and Flynn both being in this damn business to begin with. This day in 1958, Don Geronimo.
Radio God.
Damn right. So happy birthday, Don. He's a fan.
He is. Yeah, I love him. Real quick, James Marsden, Cyclops from X-Men, is 35 today. And June Foray, the voice actress for Rocky and Natasha on Rocky and Bullwinkle, 91 years old
today.
Wow,
still alive.
Still
nice.
With us. So thank you. Good job.
So there's the stuff you need to know before you head off to work. Television tonight, kiddies. ABC is rolling. They're all repeats, but what the hell? If you haven't seen them, they're new to you. Repeats of Ugly Betty and two-hour Grey's Anatomy tonight.
Ooh, fantastic. Tonight, NBC is rerunning The Office, but it's the season finale from last year. It's where we all say goodbye to Toby. The goodbye party
bye,
for Toby.
Bye, Toby.
Bye.
All right.
We'll
Biography Channel. Got your Run DMC.
Oh.
Big fan of the 80s.
The king of rock. There is none higher. Sucker MCs should call me sire.
To burn my kingdom, you must use fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire.
All right. HBO has got snakes. You know where they are, Billy?
They're on the plane?
They're on a plane.
Oh, God. Oh, CBS Tonight with actually a new episode of Flashpoint, in which the unit responds to a kidnapping.
You said unit.
I did.
Ion Channel Tonight from 1983, Rebecca De Mornay, Tom Cruise. It's the risky business.
It has nothing to do with them having that new DVD, does it?
No, I'm sure not.
Tonight on the CW, I swear it's the season premiere of Smallville, in which Jor-El strips Clark of his powers for, I think, the sixth time in this show.
Yeah, again? All right, fine. Sci-Fi Channel Tonight, you've got all the video game movie goodness. You got Blood Rain.
Yep.
And you got Resident Evil Apocalypse, and I don't remember which one that is.
Oh, that's
number
the
two?
Second one. Yeah.
It's number two.
It's number two.
Hey, I own them all. I can't
Followed
say
also by Blood Rain 2, Deliverance.
Oh, yes.
That's the one
Ned
in the
Beatty's
Old West.
That one.
Where she does fight Billy the Kid, so.
Nice.
So that's fantastic.
Ube, my boy.
Blah, blah. TNT showing a good movie.
Yeah?
Good Will Hunting is on. I like this picture.
I did not like that movie.
You didn't enjoy that? You know, my wife didn't like that movie either.
Didn't like it at all.
It's on twice, so maybe you can change your mind
God.
In 4 hours.
I don't think so. Animal Planet Tonight takes a look at Orangutan Diary.
Dear Diary, today
I flung poo.
Exactly.
Tonight on the Food Network on Ace of Cakes, it's weird cakes like topped with golden tree frogs, replicas of a turducken, and answer a cake of the Lincoln Memorial.
Okay.
All on tonight.
I like the word turducken.
I know you do.
All right, when you finish.
FX is showing the Benchwarmers. That's the Rob Schneider and David Spade, John Heder. It's much funnier than you think it would be. Really would be. History Channel and Modern Marvels, Mold and Fungus. I didn't know Mold and Fungus was a Marvel, nor did I think it was very modern.
Oh, well, now you know.
Tonight on VH1, The Cho Show, Dr. 9021 Cho, Margaret considers the process of aging. USA with a new episode of Burn Notice, but if I'm watching anything, sir, it's on the Hallmark Channel, because tonight, an advice columnist embarks on a cross-country trip to deliver a note to the father of a stranger. Tonight, Jeannie Francis and Ted McGinley are brought together simply because of The Note.
Well, if Ted McGinley's in it,
it's got to be good.
You're liking that Hallmark Channel these days, man.
I think a Lifetime Television for women is showing Under the Tuscan Sun, which is actually a pretty decent flick.
I watched that. Exactly. I read that, but that's just because Diane Lane makes me happy in pants.
There you go.
Listen up. It's time for mail call.
Tis indeed. Let's take a look at the old mailbag. Happy late birthday, Billy Flynn.
Well, thank you.
That's you.
Oh, it is me.
And after you guys gave me such a great birthday shout out last week, I go and miss yours.
Well, yes. So buy me presents.
Well, hopefully you can forgive me. On a side note, is it me or is there a lot of September birthdays?
It's a crazy amount of time. A lot of people, it gets cold near the New Year.
Apparently
a lot of people ring in the New Year, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I think you do.
I think I just about filled the calendar every day this month with someone I know's birthday, but apparently he left you off, so what does that say?
Well, he doesn't really know me.
Anyway, I hope you had a super amazing birthday.
I had a damn fine time.
With some cake and some dancing. Did Vicar put pants on for the big day?
You weren't even here the day of my birthday.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Because you were pooping in the fridge.
I'm ill. I got the black lung, Pop.
Oh, by the way, did someone give you $15?
Oh!
That was the way he
15 bucks,
like
little man. Put that shit in my head.
Wasn't too unaware,
if
though.
If that money doesn't show, then you owe me.
And that's from somebody from
that
the forums.
That real cool guy at the forums, GeekRadioDaily.com.
Never say his name. I think people notice that every time that comes up, you're slow these days. People know you have that on a separate page, I think.
Oh, well, they can try. Come on, try it. Bring it.
Now,
bring it,
now they're gonna.
Okay.
Now they're gonna. You know, I had a little bit of a relapse. I felt like ass again last night. We actually had friends coming over. We had Scott and May coming over to do some Catan last night, and I rain checked it. The wife and I were both like, right. So hopefully that'll get better. So listen, is your jump drive dead? Definitely.
That's the second one.
I see this
that's
is the replacement.
My 8 gig one. Yeah, it's damn thing is gone. It's just
believe that
gone.
You just bought that
not 2 months ago. So yeah. So
there you go.
So
you...
everyone that's looking to buy stuff, if you buy stuff from Transcend absolutely, completely, and totally blows goats. So don't buy Transcend.
So you get what you pay for, because I know you got a stupid deal on that.
I got a stupid deal on it. Yeah. Thanks, Tiger Direct. Appreciate
it. Sucks, man. How much did you lose? Did you have stuff on there you can't replace?
Well, I don't know the full extent of the pictures that I may or may not have lost yet, because I have to look at the external hard drive to see if they're there.
Great.
That's fun.
All right. Listen, you want to mail us podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at GeekRadioDaily.com. Thursday means we be coming back with patio books and geekly news. That's all next on this September 18, 08 GRD.
Promo number 766.
In a world gone mad.
Excuse me. We're not really in a world. This is the internet.
One man.
Well, there's two of us.
Two women.
As much as I would like that, no, there's no women at all, actually.
In a time before audio.
Well, no, it's podcasting. It has to be in a time during audio. That doesn't even make sense.
There is a super weapon.
No.
In a world where two men with no women don't have a super weapon that is a podcast.
God, I didn't realize how obscene this sounds.
RequiemOfTheOutcast.com.
It really is okay for kids to listen to, I promise.
Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, September the 18th, 2008, rescuing the world not only from their ennui, but from the weight.
Word of the day desk calendar?
Yeah, got it for my birthday. All right, it's Thursday. That means, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, even as I listen to some Seth Harwood goodness this morning on the way in, baby.
Yes.
Not Young Junius yet, because I'm still behind. I listen to Jack Palm's 3. But still, we got patio books.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
Free audiobooks, baby. Patiobooks.com. Gots it, and here's some new stuff this week. Nicholas Taylor has posted the final episode of his book, Ligon Awakening. He also tells us that he'll have another project in a few months on the site, and then we'll be back to the second Ligon book sometime in 2009.
Sweet. Today, Margaret R. Taylor joins the ranks of authors making free serialized version of their audiobooks available, releasing Griselda and the Republic of Corvain. Anybody who has a hint of magical power is rounded up and thrown into prison.
Bastards!
When Griselda, a young seamstress from the poorer part of the capital city, suddenly finds herself the government's target, she fears that she is done for.
Back home from her whirlwind North American tour, tour, little Kiwi Hottie Philippa Ballantyne has posted the final installment of Chasing the Bard. I just checked it out day before yesterday.
Chasing the Bard.
It is magnificent. Enjoy. It is complete.
Jeff White's Tale of Trolls, Superheroes, and Belching, the Trolls of Lake Maybe Wanna Poopa.
Maybe Wanna Poopy, yeah.
Is now complete. Oh, and did I mention Family Friendly, too?
Yeah, there you go. Family Friendly Goodness from Jeff White, Trolls of Lake Maybe Wanna Poopy, Chasing the Bard from Philippa Ballantyne. By the way, of course, she's just started Digital Magic as well, so
Digital
check that
magic.
Out. Margaret R. Taylor's Griselda and Nicholas Taylor's Legon Awakening. Join the Patio Books bandwagon. It's free, easy, and awesome. As soon as you finish listening to today's GRD, take your attention and your anxious little fingers over to patiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
Hell yeah.
A new chapter of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is in the works. Despite Douglas Adams being dead for 7 years now, children's author Owen Colfer has been given the green light by Adams' widow, that's Jane Belson, to continue the series. That's the guy that writes the Artemis Fowl books.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't recognize him.
Oh, well, see, yeah, exactly.
Now I know.
When asked of his feelings toward the prospect, Colfer said he was terrified. He said, quote, "My first reaction was semi-outraged that anyone should be allowed to tamper with this incredible series. But on reflection, I realized that this is a wonderful opportunity to work with characters I have loved since childhood and give them something of my own voice while holding on to the spirit of Douglas Adams." Douglas Adams would want another one anyway. It's, I don't know, I'm holding out because if it's a loving tribute sequel, fine.
Then fine, fine. Sure. From GamingReport.com, City Designer 3 is out. New add-on for Campaign Cartographer from our friends over there at ProFantasy.com. They do the Campaign Cartographer series. I've got like six of those damn things. Good stuff. Thousands of new symbols for building creation. Random street generation. Version 3 adds some great effects. New artwork, too. Lots and lots of goodness. I'm going to get it. See the features, maps, and find more over at ProFantasy.com.
Filmmaker DJ Caruso tells Sci-Fi Wire he has turned in the screenplay for Why the Last Man, and just waiting for Warner Brothers to say yay or nay. Of course, he's the guy that directed Shia LaBeouf and Disturbia, Eagle Eye, and stuff like that, blah, 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 blah. He says that as long as everything goes according to plan, they're going to be filming starting next year, and when asked about other casting possibilities, especially the Agent 355, apparently Alicia Keys' name has been thrown around several times.
Fascinating.
Isn't it?
From IGN, since the album has cracked number one on the Billboard album chart, Metallica can now claim they're the only band in the history of the chart who's had five albums debut at number one.
And I've bootlegged every one of them. Ha!
I've got the new album, by the way.
Yeah?
It does kick ass.
Does it?
It's old school Metallica, man.
Really?
It is effing old school Metallica.
How does it stack up to Master Puppets?
I was blown away. Well, dude, you can't stack against
Thank
Master Puppets,
you.
But it's good
right
as shit,
answer.
Man. Metallica have eclipsed their former peers like the Beatles, U2, and Dave Matthews. They've also sold more, sold 500,000 copies in the span of 3 days. It should be noted that since Death Magnetic was released on Friday, it reached number one in 3 days as opposed to the normal 7 when an
wow.
album is released on Tuesday. It is ridiculously good.
Good for them. Alan Turner, wing commander of the RAF, broke his silence on UFOs. He says on the southwest coast of England in the summer of 71, he was a duty military supervisor, had the responsibility of monitoring the skies on a radar screen. One day, him and 13 of his colleagues were alarmed by a sudden unexpected development. He said, "I could remember people shouting, 'What the hell is that?' I get to a console and people were loudly telling me to look at east of Salisbury Plain, 20 miles east. There was a series of returns of radar blips which were appearing in that position, 5 of them initially, then 6, then 7, all following the same track, tracking southeast, about 40 miles from the point they appeared on radar. They suddenly took off. They were about 3,000 feet above the ground, and they took off on a climb at such a height and only 40 miles it was beyond the ability of any fighter craft that I had ever seen at that time." So there's UFOs.
Those are definitely weather balloons.
Those are definitely.
All right, from io9.com, the coolest piece of furniture I've ever seen in my effing life.
This is pretty badass.
All right, you've got to see this. It is a glass and metal crouching alien, okay? Dude, it's a Geiger alien end table, all right? Don't come home drunk and forget you own them, because that's going to end badly.
Could you imagine waking up underneath that thing?
Oh, dear God. The table runs like $1,000 a piece, but it's worth it to own a piece of furniture that would gladly eat every other piece of furniture you have. How do you put a price on this? You have got to look at these freaking pics. We're going to have a link in the show notes. Go check it out. 1-1. desperately.
Yes, no doubt.
Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe through iTunes. Please review us while we're there. I really want 50 reviews over there, baby.
Please, please.
Join the forums for some social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly. We're taping a new one tonight, by the way. And drop us an email, would you, at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar of the Bruce, at geekradiodaily.com.
Salam, 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 salam.